Welcome to Managing Uncertainty, a podcast series from the experts at BrightPath discussing global risk, business continuity, and crisis management. Will you be ready to lead your organization through its critical moment?
Super Bowl 52.
Super Bowl.
Coming soon to Minneapolis's U.S. Bank Stadium.
Yeah, this is a really big deal for us.
This is a huge deal for the state.
Absolutely.
Huge.
Yep.
Not only that, but there's crazy excitement here because the Minnesota Vikings are actually favored to win the NFC and represent in the Super Bowl. And that would be crazy.
That would be crazy. And we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
I'm a little pessimistic about that thought. But
so is my wife, who is a lifelong Minnesota Vikings fan. It's weird for me living here in Minnesota because I am a New England Patriots fan.
He is. It's ridiculous.
Yes. Actually. So I have had, as a Boston sports fan, I've had a pretty good decade and a half. We've won everything in all four major sports.
Yeah,
I know. Super Bowl titles, I would like to point out.
Want you to know I hear about this endlessly, and I'm not really even a football fan I shouldn't even say that out loud here in Minnesota, surrounded by Vikings people. But I do watch the Super Bowl every year, and I think that is really fun and exciting event to have. So
if it's New England against Minnesota, my marriage may not survive the night. Gosh. My wife has told me I may have to go watch the game at the office.
Well, I think we all should be watching the game at the office anyway.
Yes, because we have clients that we're protecting that day in many ways.
I know.
But we're not here to talk about the Vikings or the Patriots. We're here to talk about, you know, how do you deal with a major event like the Super Bowl? And I think we've done an earlier podcast episode where we talked about major event planning, but we're going to drill into just the Super Bowl here in the Twin Cities and what that means.
Yeah, and this is specifically a big deal because we have clients that are right downtown.
We have clients that are next to the stadium.
Right next to the stadium, exactly. So things we're kind of looking at here are disruption to the businesses and patrons. And I saw a Star Tribune article just came out, was it last week?
Yes.
About this specifically.
Right, about how businesses are going to be impacted. I think that was actually on Sunday or Monday.
Was it? Yeah.
That came out. But this is, the Super Bowl is a big deal and has been, it always has been.
Right.
But it's been a bigger deal in the 17 years since 9/11 because it's a national special security event. So for the Department of Homeland Security, it is the highest level of event that they support. It's considered a high target of opportunity, and it will come with an enormous amount of law enforcement security presence and procedures and disruption that's going to be caused by that. At the same time, it's an enormous business opportunity for businesses in really the whole region here.
Yep.
Because there are events that are happening in Bloomington, where the Mall of America is, at the Minneapolis Convention Center, which is totally being taken over by the NFL, on downtown Minneapolis on Nicollet Mall, which is in the Central Business District, a few blocks from the stadium, will be NFL Live, which is open to the public and is taking up a huge amount of downtown.
Yeah.
And then the stadium itself is going to be in the biggest security zone that you can imagine for a massive building downtown. Yeah. So there's a lot going on.
Totally. And there's some specific, I would say, challenges here having it in Minnesota, because the stadium, for those that don't know or don't that live here, that it's right downtown Minneapolis.
Yeah, it's in the Central Business District.
So the traffic, the businesses, the crowds, the people are already there without having a big event. Mm-hmm. And when there is a big event downtown here, it's gridlock everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's also, in this particular case, it's also complicated by the fact that one of the major ways to get into downtown coming from the eastern part of the Twin Cities metro area is on the street that goes right by the stadium, which will not be open in the days leading up to the game. And then the transit line, and we have light rail here, so it's, you know, subway on the street level, goes right by the stadium. And so that line is going to be closed, I believe, is the final decision they've come up with. There's also a transit terminal that's a bus station that's right by the stadium, which is also going to be closed. So that significantly kind of disrupts transit. And there's a lot of transit riders that go into downtown Minneapolis.
Yep. And to make matters worse, obviously. We live in the, they're calling it the bold north, right? So we live in the north, so that means cold. I mean, bitter, bitter cold that we're experiencing right now, as is the rest of the country. But when we talk bitter cold, we're talking 20 below zero. It was the other day when I woke up in the morning. So cold, cold, and then also the risk of snowstorms.
Right. So the weather is just, it's a totally unpredictable factor here. And although we have skyways, which are like indoor walkways between buildings on the second floor,
some of which may be closed.
Some of which could be closed, but they don't connect to the stadium.
They do not.
Right. No. You can get to the convention center from a downtown hotel, but you know, some of the attendees for these events are staying in St. Paul and Bloomington and, you know, other suburbs because there's not enough hotel space downtown.
No, it's very limited.
To accommodate this. So there's a lot of challenges in terms of getting around. Traffic and transit are going to be big challenges. The second one is just the security situation. Mm-hmm. If you've never been to this kind of an event, let's talk about the stadium for a second.
Okay.
The stadium will have a hard perimeter. So there's going to be a point 300 feet or so from the stadium that if you're not ticketed, you're just not going to be able to get into. And you'll go through a security check at that particular location in order to get into the hard perimeter, right? So this is the security standoff zone. You can figure where the 300 feet comes from. It's the blast radius. So they're keeping all of this out, 300 or so feet. Then there's a soft perimeter, which really won't be a perimeter. Like they're not going to see walls or things like that. But there'll be a point where you start to notice a significant security law enforcement presence. And they'll really be doing things like watching for behavior and trying to determine a threat prior to them reaching the security checkpoint where there'll be crowds, obviously, waiting to enter the stadium for various events. Mm-hmm. You're going to see the same thing at the convention center because the NFL is taking that over for special events. And then for NFL Live in downtown Minneapolis, which is totally open to the public and it's totally free.
Or Super Bowl Live.
Yeah, Super Bowl Live, whatever. I keep saying NFL Live. I think it's Super Bowl Live.
Yeah.
That's also going to be totally open. There will be no hard perimeter. You can't check for weapons or things like that. But there will be security and law enforcement who have been trained in behavioral observation who are looking for people that are, you know, perhaps could be up to no good.
Yes. And it's designed that way for a reason. So they're really advertising it and wanting it to be one of those events where even if you don't have tickets to the game, you can come and enjoy some of the events 10 days prior.
Right.
Which is really cool. But again, we have clients who have businesses right on that Nicollet Mall downtown district area. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of concern as to how do I get my employees into work in the morning? Where do my employees park? Are they able to go out and find lunch at lunchtime? Are the crowds going to be so bad that they're not even going to be able to get around?
Right.
How do we continue running our business during this time period?
So, you know, we've gotten a number of clients and some others that have been involved in some planning efforts that we've been a part of. I think we've started all of this advice with the first thing you've got to do is get connected.
Yes.
There are groups that are working on this, the Chambers of Commerce, the Downtown Business Council. We're a part of a Super Bowl planning coalition that we lead for major employers in the downtown area because they really haven't gotten much support from the city and others. It's been finding this information on their own until recently when the host committee has gotten better about communicating the security plans and the traffic plans and things that are going on.
I mean, I think it was all still in planning. So it was all still tentative up until what, November?
Until the middle of November.
Yep, exactly.
But get connected. And I think, you know, getting plugged in with the host committee and others is important. Talking with the police about what their plans are. So if you're in Minneapolis, the Minneapolis police, but talk to your local law enforcement. They'll have some indications. But I think it's important to stay connected with your peer organizations, the other companies, to find out what everyone's doing. Because when you talk with your executives about plans and about remote work and about things that you might want to do to make this easier for everybody and still get the work done, I think everyone's going to ask, well, what is X doing? What are our neighbors doing? Mm-hmm. What are other businesses doing? Because that, I think, drives more of that kind of behavior and gives kind of some social credibility, social proof to the efforts that you might want to be talking about.
Well, and I think it's important to stay away from the rumor-based information, right? So if you go right to the sources and actually talk to people, you can learn what's actually happening versus rumors.
So first, get connected. And we can help with that. We can guide you, particularly if you're in downtown Minneapolis and you're a bigger company. We can kind of pull you into the planning coalition that we're a part of. Second is that you really need to build a plan. And I don't think this has to be anything complicated, but I think if you don't have, first, if you don't have a crisis plan on how you would get together and make decisions and communicate decisions and communicate with your team when something bad happens, you need to start there. Like, how are you going to do that? Who are the 5, 6, 7 people need to be your crisis team? And just keep it simple. Start there. Use it for the Super Bowl. Then figure out what you're going to do elsewhere. But planning wise, before you even start saying, I'm going to do XYZ that week, I think it needs to be, if you don't have a way to make decisions during a crisis, start there.
Yeah, it does not need to be complicated.
Right.
Do not overcomplicate this.
Yes, it's not rocket science.
No, it is not.
The second is, I think you have to think about what are the, you know, what are your particular risks? If, for example, your business abuts Nicollet Mall, where Super Bowl Live is going to be, well, you're going to have a lot of people wandering around. So do you need to do something different with your perimeter, with your front door, with your Skyway entrance? You will have people looking to use the bathroom. And even though there's going to be, I can't remember how many porta potties they said were bringing it downtown. There were hundreds.
Yeah.
But all those are all things that are going to happen. So think through how you're going to handle those things. If you're a larger company and you've got a reception desk in your lobby, but anybody can walk into your lobby, maybe you don't want that during Super Bowl Live. Maybe you want to put a security officer, you know, out by the lobby entrance. And if an employee is coming in, cool, they can get in. You can see their ID badge.
Properly credentialed.
Properly credentialed folks. If it's somebody just coming into your lobby, maybe you don't want that during the Super Bowl, because I'll guarantee they'll be in there looking to use the bathroom.
Well, and think through your skyways too. If you have skyways that you own, operate yourself, you might want to think about what that what that looks like.
Keep in mind that there's some city ordinances and stuff around skyways that you'll want to talk with your legal counsel about what that means.
Make sure to do your research. Absolutely.
Right. Or do it anyway.
In some cases, yes.
The other part of your plan, I think, needs to be, you know, what can you do to accommodate your employees? Like, where are they going to park? A lot of the downtown parking space is going to be taken for other purposes. There won't be street parking in a lot of areas because street parking is how vehicle-borne IEDs are delivered, one of the ways they're delivered. So I think you're going to see large swaths of downtown where street parking is going to be prohibited. Ramp parking will be more limited. They will want people to take transit at least until they close that.
And understand what that changes could be to the public transportation, because there are some transit changes during that time as well.
Right.
Which I believe is up on their website now. So it's just a matter of doing your research.
Yep. So Metro Transit or the Metropolitan Council, either way, will get you there.
Yep.
In the Twin Cities. And then, you know, if remote work is a possibility, particularly as things get busier, the closer to the game later in that week, maybe that's something you want to consider, because then you avoid the whole issue of crowds, building protection, ramp space, and et cetera. We understand that not everybody can do remote work, that many companies have operation centers and call centers and things where people have to be there to do the work. But if you don't have to have them there, they can work remotely from home or whatever. That was is a very solid strategy that lots of companies are going to use.
At least as a consideration, for sure. And then also communication. So how are you, if something happens, how are you communicating to your employees? How are you communicating to your leadership? How are you communicating to the media? How are you, what is your plan around communication?
How will you communicate quickly to your team if something happens? Like if you've got to evacuate, there's a threat or a risk or something that's gone on, what do you do? And then lastly, I think just in terms of general awareness, the Super Bowl, it will bring out, cold or not, it's going to bring out the criminal element. So things like pickpocketing, human trafficking, people that are drinking more, I think we'll see more intoxicated behavior in downtown in the week leading up to the Super Bowl and the night of the game and all of those great things. And not just in the area around the game. Like there are bars open till 3 or 4. I can't remember what they
So the bars have extended hours. And I think, and I'm not sure what the end result about this is, but there was discussion about allowing drinking on the street there.
Right.
At Super Bowl Live. And I don't know what the end result was with that. But that is also another factor to think about.
It needs to warm up for that to happen. No one is going to be outside watching concerts.
I don't know. You'd be surprised. Warming houses and things like that, people come out.
It's not enough alcohol to get me to do that.
No, but people do, definitely. I mean, think about the other outside events in the wintertime, crushed ice, the Red Bull.
Yeah, the thing we always call it the wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. So during the time around the Super Bowl, as you get closer to that event, I think it's a good time to, you got your plans in place. You've done all this preparation that we've talked about. Now I think it's in that week of the Super Bowl. I think it's a good time to, you know, to use your crisis process to have a daily call about what's going on and what's happening that day, and maybe even twice a day about what's going on, what events are coming, what your posture is, what's happened in the last 24 hours, where you might need to adjust your strategy, and then use that to inform your senior executives about what you're doing. Find out what they are concerned with during this and make sure that you're kind of alleviating their fears, or it's driving a change in your strategy as you go through that. I know we will be having daily calls with a group of clients and others as we go through the week of the Super Bowl, and I think once a week in the couple of weeks prior to the game, just to touch base with everybody. But those are some ideas. I mean, between Jen and I, we've managed, I can't remember how many major events like the Super Bowls, political conventions.
Many
of these. And
shareholder meetings.
Shareholder meetings. We've, you know, these are the lessons that we've learned that we think will really help you as you go about this. And certainly if we can help with Super Bowl 52, don't hesitate to reach out and give us a call at 612-235-6435 or contact@brightpath.com. Go Pats.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Managing Uncertainty, produced by the experts at BrightPath. To receive notifications of new episodes, join our newsletter at brightpath.com or subscribe to your favorite podcast player, such as iTunes or Google Play. Learn more about the services and trusted advice from BrightPath by visiting brightpath.com. That's BrightPath.com.